here, and welcome back to Otaku Puppy Podcast. Back this week with another OVA review for you guys. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope you guys all guys having a great week, and hope you guys all had a great new year and holiday and all that good stuff as well. Back with the first podcast of the year. Actually, this is the second recording I've done. I recorded a episode Friday, talking about, it was the first podcast of the year, and talking about all the shows I had watched last season, but it was on my computer. I forgot to email it to myself. My computer's at home and I'm at work, so I forgot to email the file to myself, so I don't have it. So here we are with this one, and gonna do some OVA review for you guys. So the OVA we're talking about today is 1991 OVA Otohime Connection. Otohime Connection is about a band, like a kind of boy band slash like punk rock band kind of thing, who also doubles as a detective agency, and their female co-worker gets kidnapped and they have to save her. It's a 90s anime. At first I watched it no subtitle, because of course it's not subbed. Had to search and kind of find it. But I don't mind watching anime raw. You can kind of piece together the story when you're watching it. But, it wasn't very good. It has a 5 on my anime list, and I see why. First, I will say, the music, like most 80s and 90s anime, the music is banging. 90s and 80s anime, they just have some great music. So music-wise, anime gets an A+. That's probably where it starts and stops. Everything else is kind of, there's portions of the anime that are strictly just like scenes with music, where there's no actual dialogue. It's just like cut scenes and music. You see them doing detective stuff, doing music stuff, and it's just the music playing and then cut scenes. And then at some point they're out shopping and doing whatnot and stuff. That's my phone. She gets kidnapped and they have to go and rescue her. They're kidnapped by this guy who looks sort of like a mob boss type of guy, but he also looks like he could be like a really shady record producer. So somewhere in between the two. I'm not exactly 100% sure of which one, but somewhere in that realm. He kidnaps her, and so they have to go save her. They call, of course, and leave their whole ransom note thing, and like, we have her, blah, blah, blah. Again, I can understand it, but that's clearly what was going on. So, okay, they go to save her. One of the guys, he does the whole thing. He's on his motorcycle. He's in rescue mode. He goes to save her. They get there where she is. We're getting to the whole scene. Where they have her tied up and kidnapped. First they had her kidnapped like backstage somewhere or something. And they move her, like in this warehouse. They move her and someone else, I think it was the other guy from the group as well, move them to where the other guy's coming to rescue them. It's like downstairs in this warehouse. So they get down there, and then that ensues more music and cutscenes during this whole like rescue mission thing. Then you kind of pause it off until it's like this shootout and this battle back and forth and whatnot. And then, of course, they rescue her. It's not very good. It's kind of jumbled up. To be completely honest, it's kind of just like a bunch of random story stuff here and there, kind of hodgepodge, if that makes any sense. It's just kind of convoluted. I kind of would have preferred them going the route of just it strictly being music and cutscenes. I mean, it's not the greatest format, but I think it would have worked. I think you could have done the whole show like that and have us see this whole thing play out to the music. Therefore, you see them doing detective stuff with the music also playing and two worlds kind of come together. I thought that would have worked better than what they actually gave us because that was not very good. It's based off of manga, so maybe the manga is a little bit more in-depth. I don't know. But yeah, overall, Orihime Connection, it was okay, but nothing great. So yeah, that wraps up the review for this week. Yeah, hope this is a good start to the year. Hope you guys have a great new year. I'll be back next week with a news hour for you guys. So don't forget, if you'd like to support the podcast, there is a support button around here somewhere. If you hit that, leave me a voice message thingy, and I will review it. Leave me an amateur review. Sorry, I forgot about it. Leave me an amateur review, and I will review it, whether it be good, bad, or in the middle. I will also leave the links below. Click on all those things. I'm trying to get more merch up as well, so that should be coming. And, yeah, I think I pretty much covered this. So, until next time, Maho out.